Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's a story from the lifestyle director of Allegro Senior Living in Boynton Beach. Her name is Shari Young.
We do Shabbat every Friday here. And part of the Shabbat service for me is that we really spend it as extended family, and we get to know each other better and better, and we have this close relationship with our residents. And we've had for a long time another program in our building called Reminisce, where we've got about 30 residents that come, and we reminisce about the old days because that's what's so clear to them. And I learned so much from this period of time so that I can do more for them when they're here. And one of our residents, her name is Rivka, and she's a survivor. And she's always talked very openly and freely to anyone who will come and listen. She wants people to understand. And going forward to where we have services, every Friday when we do Misha Berach for people that are healing, we have certain things we say first, make sure that we're healing as a group in the community, and then we go on to Mourner's Kaddish. And part of my thing growing up, because I was always involved in my Judaism, was to say you can stand if you are in mourning, or if you have a yahrzeit for someone, or if you want to respect the 6 million. And it's, you know how sometimes you'll just say something because it's the way you were brought up or what you've learned to carry forward, and you just say it. It's a part of who you are. But I don't think it hits home till I had the experience I had yesterday with Rivka. She came to me and she was clearly upset in the morning. And I gave her a hug and we sat down and I said, "What's bothering you about today? What makes you so sad?" And she said, "It's January 28th. And I said, "So tell me a little bit about the day." And she said, "70 years ago." So I had a feeling she was talking about her past experiences because she's talked so much about it. But I never was able to like put it together before and be so real to me. She said to me, "January 28th at 10 o'clock this morning, right now as I'm sitting with you, Shari, in 1943, they said right, left, and I was put in Auschwitz." And the tears started to roll down my face. What I've been saying and believing in for so long took on a whole new meaning for me. It was so real that this woman still has an anniversary every year for losing her whole family, for being put the day she wrote for 3 days before, she told me, in those trains. And she stood there and was told left or right, and how she survived in Auschwitz at 16 years of age when she was put in there. So I wanted to take that moment, and I thought long and hard yesterday how I was going to make it work in our Shabbat experience for the community, because she's so open and we want to honor someone like that in such a special time when we're all together. And so usually when I say my thing about now we're going to say Mourner's Kaddish, you know, if you care to rise, if you feel like you still have the strength to rise, we're talking about those who are in your side or have a Mourner's Kaddish, or if you, and I stopped, I said, and for those that we have here, such as our Rivka, our wonderful Rivka, who we know was a survivor. And so many times we all say, stand for the survivors, stand for those that perished in the Holocaust. I said, well, nearly 8 hours earlier today, 70 years ago, our Rivka was put on a line and told whether she'd live or die, and was pushed into a concentration camp. Our entire congregation, there was 35 of us yesterday, stood for her. Whether they could stand with their walkers or not, they stood, and the tears rolled, and we honored this woman.
Shari Young with a story that really hits you in the heart, Karen.
Yes, on many levels. Shari, in her everyday language, used was what you might call insider language. In other words, a word like survivor, that could mean a cancer survivor, that could mean a contestant on the show Survivor. When you're talking about a Jewish community, and Allegro Senior Living is 98% or so Jewish, its residents are, then survivor has a specific meaning, and it means a survivor of the Holocaust, a World War II survivor. There's an English word, but it has particular meaning in a certain circumstance. And then she uses a number of Hebrew words that certainly would have a particular meaning as well to a particular group.
It's fascinating how Shari internalized Rivka's feelings for the first time, really. She always had the morning Kaddish and talked about survivors in the past, but until Rivka mentioned that she was personally involved, it didn't really register with Shari.
Yes, and I think that's the point of the story. And when I say the point, I do not mean the moral. I do not mean it was in the back of Shari's head when she was saying it. I just mean that this is what makes the story so meaningful, at least to me. We can be going through the motions of things, and we can be giving lip service to things all the time, and our heart can be in it. I don't mean we're insincere. But then you come across a person, you come across a person's story, you look somebody in the eyes, you hear something from their own mouth, and suddenly what you've been doing all along takes on new meaning.
So when Rivka was 16, in Poland, was it?
Yes.
And German Nazis told her to go either right or left. One way went to Auschwitz, the concentration camp. The other way meant death.
This selection process was done when they got off the train, and it was to one side you lived, and one side you went right to the gas chambers. That's what left and right meant. Obviously, if she had been sent to the wrong side, she would not be here to tell the story.
I am Jewish, and I caught on rather quickly what she was talking about, a Holocaust survivor and the Shabbat service. Do you think if you're not Jewish, you would understand what's going on?
I think so, certainly. I just think every time you hear an unfamiliar term or something that is questionable in a story, it pulls you out of the story for just a moment. Most of us, not everybody. If somebody says Misha Berach, the prayer for the sick, or if somebody says Kaddish, the mourner's Kaddish, or Yahrzeit, the anniversary of a death, you're still sort of pulled out of it because you're making that translation. The reason I love when people use insider language, either literally a foreign tongue or in the case of using the word survivor instead of Holocaust survivor, is that it makes us who are listening to the story feel like insiders in a sense. We know that we are hearing something from the horse's mouth, so to speak. This is how she speaks. This is who she is. And ultimately, we know about people by the stories they tell and how they tell them.
And ultimately, you don't have to be Jewish to have empathy for what went on.
And you certainly don't have to be Jewish to recognize the heart in Shari's telling of this story. But even if she were telling something with a little less emotional power, just by the tone of her voice and by the choice of her words and by her insights, you could tell that this is a caring person, and that is a universal language, to be sure.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. We would like to hear more stories of our listeners. How can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email, cneile@fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.